Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for joining our weekly Sunday show of psychic readings. Every Sunday we're on at 3 p.m. Our phone number is 646-727-2914. We love answering your questions or at least put you on the correct path. Remember to always be positive. Nothing in this world is promised but birth and death. So in between, let's make the best of it with understanding, communication, and above all, love. One question per caller, please. We'd like to give everybody a chance to ask a question, or you can give validation on a previous reading. We appreciate that. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. Let me bring her right on in. Good afternoon, Miss Nina.
Good afternoon, Linus. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're all having a marvelous day. I'm feeling great. I know Linus is as well. We're looking forward to your questions and hopefully providing you with the answers that you so just need. Linus, what do you got this week?
Well, I don't have any birthdays this week. But we do have a full moon on the 8th, so, you know, write this down. Full moon's on the 8th of February. The new moon, Jesus. The new moon is February 8th, and the full moon is February 22nd. Okay, and we mentioned earlier that on the earlier shows that we got two new shows coming up in February, which will probably begin after Super Bowl Sunday. One is a teenage show for teenagers by teenagers, and Nina will be monitoring, and I'll be in and out on that show too. Just make sure nobody's being bullied or cursing or anything ugly. And then also on Saturdays at 8 p.m., we'll have a relationship show, Rant or Rave. If you want to say something good about your relationship, whether it's your husband, your boyfriend, significant other, or, hey, just a pal, you're just good friends that you hang out, talk about it. And if it's bad, you know, you can talk about that, too. Only thing I tell you, please don't use anybody's name because it's not fair. But you can sure talk about it all you want. Now, the other thing that's coming up after the Super Bowl Sunday is we're going to go back to every ninth caller gets a one-hour free reading. Sometimes Nina will be able to join us, sometimes she won't, but for sure you got me. So it'll be every ninth caller, and Nina will announce it on the air and let us know which call it is. And she'll speak with you, of course, like we used to do after the show, so I can get your phone number and set up a date and time. Now, if you want an in-depth reading, you can go to www.theessenceofsuccess.com. At the top of the page, click on Intuitive Readings. I do readings Monday through Friday, 11 in the morning, to 7 p.m. at night Pacific Standard Time. So I want to make that clear, too. Now, let me tell you also a little bit about Miss Nina. You know, she's a Reiki master. My God, she helped a bunch of us with healing. She's a teacher, a minister, a photographer. And she's going to be a foster mom again. You know, she just got so much love in her heart. And me, I have 40 years of experience as a psychic reader. I do tarot cards, Chinese cards, Chinese feng hui. I do angel readings, and I'll tell you who your angels are. And also, if you want to connect to loved ones that have passed on. But for that one, you need to call me for a one-on-one in-depth reading. Okay, and also don't forget, Nina's coming in with Passage to Empowerment. So be looking for her show. I think it's going to be Monday or Tuesday, or maybe Monday and Tuesday. So we got a lot of good things coming up in February, beside it being Black History Month and also Valentine's Day. So, okay. Miss Nina, is there anything that I forgot?
No, but I do have one birthday announcement, and it's somebody that's usually in the chat room with us quite often. She isn't here right now, but she will be, I'm sure. And that is our Holly. Her birthday is next Saturday, February the 6th. So happy birthday, Holly. I love you.
Happy birthday, Holly. Yay! And the crowd cheers. I'm so happy for you. And thank you, because she sure does. She comes in and visit her and AJ. And I hope she has a wonderful, wonderful birthday. Start the year out good. Okay, anything else?
No, that's all I've got right now, other than to say that the February 14th, which is Valentine's Day show, I won't be here because I will be visiting my mountain. So, yeah, I'll have to wish you all a happy Valentine's Day next Sunday.
Okay. So you got me, but you'll miss Nina. But that's okay. I don't blame you. You know what? Sometimes we need that me time. Just get away in the open air.
Yeah, I'm going to take a four-day weekend. I've got the Friday off, and it is a long weekend up here. It's Family Day weekend. So I am actually going to the mountains with my family. I've got two of my grandkids coming and my cousin. So, yeah, we're going to have a great time. I love my mountains.
Oh, sounds wonderful. I'm jealous.
if you ever make it up, I'm going to take you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, I don't have a prayer today so much as I just want to say for everyone, whether you're in the chat room or you're called in or you're listening, you know, around the world, I hope this week is a week of miracles for you in some way, somehow in your life, whether it's through career, employment, jobs, relationship, family, friends, communication, whatever that it entails. I just pray for a miracle in your lives and what you're trying to accomplish, and I thank God for that. All right. Okay, I think we're ready to begin. What you think, Miss Nina?
Yeah, I think it's time.
Okay, well, our first caller, and welcome to the show, is area code 919. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello. Yes, you're on the air.
Hi.
Who's this? Hi.
Oh, thanks for taking me. I didn't think I would be first. Oh, my God.
We have your first.
Hi. Yeah, my name is April.
Hi, April.
Hi, April.
Hello. So what would you, what do I do?
Ask us
a question.
Okay. My question is, what is my life purpose? What was I born to do? What did I come here to do? Hello?
No, we're here. We're concentrating on your question.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, first thing I got was to live and be happy, because in your past life, you had a lot of sorrow. Your past life, you were a slave. You had came through slavery, so you have empathy and compassion for other cultures, which is a beautiful thing, you know. A lot of people don't feel that. But you're here this time to live, to love, and share the love. You have so much love to give, so whatever avenue that is, whether it's through your job, your friends, relatives, whatever, it's just to share. You know, you're going to show people how to love. Sometimes when people want to be ugly, you might take their hand and say, you know, come on, you know, we don't have to like this, but, you know, we must learn to love each other, but we don't have to, you know, in other words, you could throw a dog a bone. You don't have to stand there
mm-hmm.
and watch
mm-hmm.
him eat it. Okay, well, you have that ability to kind of turn the situation around because of what you have in your heart and your soul. So that's why I said you're here to live and to love, you know, but to share that, to teach other people that. And to you right now, it probably is like, eh, it's no big thing. But you'd be surprised. That little bit of caring or taking a minute, to show that to somebody will mean a heck of a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So that's what I feel your life purpose is. Nina, did you pick up anything?
Yeah, just to spread the joy and the love. You're all about joy and love. So, yeah, continue to spread.
Yeah, mm-hmm. blessed.
Nice.
Yep.
That's beautiful.
Yep. Well, you're beautiful. Come on, April.
Aww.
Don't shorten yourself, honey.
Well, thank you, ladies. Go ahead.
You're welcome. Lannis took the words right out of my mouth. You are beautiful inside and out, and just
mm-hmm.
continue to be.
Amen. Amen. Don't stop being who you are, honey. Amen. Okay, April, well, thank you for calling. And just keep being the beautiful lady that you are, okay?
Okay.
All right.
You guys. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, and have a wonderful week there, young lady. Okay, area code 919. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Genevieve.
Oh, say your name again.
I don't see it.
My name's Genevieve.
Ebony?
Genevieve.
Oh, Genevieve. That's what I thought. It sounded French. Oh, that's pretty.
Yeah.
My mom had a close girlfriend named Genevieve when us kids were growing up. Yep. Very close friend, like an aunt. Okay, Miss Genevieve, what can we answer for you today, young lady?
I guess kind of just where do you see me in a year from now in terms of where I might be living, what I might be doing. Kind of.
A year from now, in what respect?
Huh?
In what respect? A year from now, dealing with what? Employment, relationships, family, friends? We got to focus on one area.
Yeah. Almost kind of like where I'll physically be, and particularly in relation to my career.
Physically, so you're thinking about moving or taking
possibly.
A position in another state?
Possibly, or another country, or not. Yeah.
Okay.
I guess the biggest thing is here.
Okay, so a year from now, employment. Okay.
Or in a few months.
Okay, that's what I'm picking up right away. You're very scattered. I need
right.
you to be more focused and clear. You got a lot on your plate as far as what you want to accomplish or do, which is okay. But I think we want to narrow it down to three things and then come down to one thing, because I'm getting a headache
right.
across my forehead. So when I say you're scattered, it's like I can't get into one specific area, but it's okay. You know what I'm telling you? It's okay, but for right now, I just need you to kind of focus, take a deep breath, and what are you looking for in employment? Don't tell us. Me and Nina will tell you what we see.
Okay.
Okay. Now I see. I see you traveling, almost like you're a travel consultant. You know, you take people on tours. I see you doing really good at that, matter of fact. Right now, the name Royal Caribbean is coming across my face. Royal Caribbean. So just write that down as, you know, someplace you might want to check out, see what their applications are, what they're looking for. But I see you as a travel agent. There it is, as a travel agent. And you're really good at it because you like to travel and meet different people. And do different things, but, yeah, I see you as a travel agent. You take people out, and eventually I see you like a little storefront, like a shoe and maybe a secretary, but then I see the offices is spreading. is getting wider and wider, so that means your business is going to grow.
Okay.
It's going to grow. It may start with two, but it might end up with anywhere from 10 to 20 people in your company. It'll turn into a company, matter of fact. Yeah.
Okay.
So you're good at stuff like that. Go ahead, Nina.
My brain is scared now because your thought patterns are really scattered. You need to calm down and focus.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Deal with one issue. My recommendation for you is to deal with one issue at a time, whether it be career, moving, whatever the case may be. Deal with one thing at a time because you're spreading yourself too thin, and
mm-hmm.
you won't accomplish anything but running around in circles unless you accomplish one thing at a time.
That's true. That is very true.
So Genevieve, my recommendation to you is focus on one thing at a time. I'm not saying neglect everything else, but if you want to actually get ahead and do things, you have to finish what you start.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Right, that's the theme.
Okay, and remember, you got that travel agent on the back burner, so think about that one, too. All right. Thank you, Genevieve, for calling, and have a wonderful week there, young lady. Okay, area code 571, you're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Fine. I'm sorry I missed your name.
Dee.
Okay. How are you doing today, Dee?
I am doing good, and how are you? And thanks for taking my call.
Terrific.
Well,
okay, what can me and Nina answer for you?
My question is, I am looking for work. I am looking at two positions out of state and where I am located. Do you see any one of these panning out?
Number one came right up fast before you finished that sentence. I don't know what that number one job you're looking at, but it came up real quick, the pound sign in one. Is that one going to keep you in the state, or is number one going to take you out of the state? It could go either way. I'm seeing it now. You could be in state or travel with it, go out of state. But it's like, you work for a company, but I see you like this number one is contractual more, and you're traveling more with number two. In other words, that's why I saw in and out. Like you could do a contract where you're at, but it also the next thing coming up, they might say, oh, okay, we want you to go to Alabama or Florida or something for about 6 months, and then you can come back to L.A.
Okay. Okay, well,
is that
I didn't
possible?
Put that
you have forward. To tell me this is what I'm seeing, but
well,
it's kind of like,
I didn't put it as one, two, or three. I know that I have two recruiters that I am dealing with out of state, and I also have two recruiters that I am dealing with in state. So I don't know when you say one or two, that's, you know, I was in a bit of silence because I wasn't too sure, like, okay, which one? So.
Okay, well, wait a minute. Let me tell you, one of the recruiters, the light-skinned one, Eveline. Go back to the other one. Whoever the two ladies are that are helping you, the one that's light-skinned, she's an Eveline. But the other person will definitely go out their way to make sure that there's something for you, you know, to do job-wise, whether it's temporary or permanent.
Okay.
Okay, I had to tell you that because they're hitting me on the side of my head to tell you. Okay. I think number one, if you're looking there, the recruiters in where you live now is better. I just feel you're safer there than going out of state. I don't know why, and I'm seeing community. I'm getting safety. So I think for right now, maybe for the next at least 3 to 6 months, stay in the area that you're at, and then maybe by June, if you decide that, okay, you know, I'm ready to move out of state or go to another city, do it. You know, it'll be possible, and the environment and the energy will be better for you.
Okay.
sounds good. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And I wish you the best. There is jobs coming up for you. There really is. So don't get down about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, your application. And you know, like I said, the recruiters, that one is really in your corner fighting for you. But the other one, miss me.
Okay.
Well, telling you what the angels are telling me. So thank you for calling, Dee, and give us a call back. Let us know what happened, what occurred, okay?
I will do that. Thank you. I appreciate
All right.
it. Thank you.
You're most Bye-bye. Welcome. Thank you for calling. Enjoy your week. Area code 443. You're on the line with Lena Sanina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna. How you doing?
Hi. I'm good. I'm calling because I've been feeling inspired to adopt a dog, but at the same time, as of recent, I've been feeling an intuition like a lot of changes are coming for me as far as work and environment this year. So I'm just wondering if it's a good time, what you pick up around it.
That's Miss Nina's question. You got it, Miss Nina.
Okay. I don't see too much upsetting happening in your life, and as long as you have the love, yeah, do it.
Okay. I just worry because I want to make sure I can provide for it and not have to up and move and, you know, well, I mean, I don't mind moving, but I just want to make sure I can provide for it. So.
Yeah, you can provide for it. I'm also picking up that the animal will be a female.
Yes. The one I'm looking at is.
Oh, you're like a little sister.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the two of you are going to be best buds. It's really a good move for you.
Okay. I feel like it'll be like a good therapy for me, so I agree. Thank you.
Yeah. No problem. Both of you.
Yes, well, congratulations, Anna. Let us know how your little girl doing, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, yeah, all right. Well, have a good week. Yeah, we love animals here, too, but Miss Nina's more into that than me, but we do love our animals. They're our children, too. Area code 219, you're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Liz.
Hi, Liz. Is that right, Liz?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. How are you doing today, Liz?
Better.
Okay. Well, what can we answer for you, young lady?
Yes. I just wanted to know, will my ex ever get the help that he needs?
Give me just the first name. Oh, never mind. Nina already picked up on it. Go ahead, Miss Nina.
No. Definitely. Right away it came up. No, he isn't.
Okay.
He doesn't want to.
Oh, okay.
So if you're holding out hope for him, move on.
No. Yeah,
okay.
That's what I kind of figured.
Yeah, no, move on, honey. You'll be far better off without him.
Okay.
There you go. There you go. Well, God bless you, and you take care, okay, Liz?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful weekend, lady. Okay, area code 916. You're on the air with Lena Sanina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Well, I've been through medical trauma, but thank God no cancer. I had two surgeries on my ring finger. Thank you. I had two surgeries on my ring finger. They had to reconstruct it. After the biopsy came back, no cancer. And my primary medical care doctor said it was cosmetic. Meanwhile, a tumor was eating away at the bone. I've moved on to a new doctor. And I'm in occupational therapy right now. I started a new job in a call center with a well-known bank in June of last year. Things were not going that well when I was to leave in mid-October. I think that they would probably
let me go after I come back. I think they're just going to the Moultons because I'm on a medical leave right now. My experience really is 15 years in medical insurance, and I did very well in that. And I applied at Kaiser in Northern California for their appointment coordinator or maybe receptionist. And after 4.5 years of waiting, a recruiter actually emailed me 5 times in October, and he wanted me to contact him in November to retake one of the tests. Well, I postponed that because I was in the middle of my 2 surgeries. So I finally emailed him about 3.5 weeks ago, no answer. And then I emailed him again last week, and he responded. He was cordial, and I had actually said I had 2 surgeries. I didn't tell him what it was, and that when I'm given the approval, I would love to have a career with that. I hope I didn't make a mistake by telling him I had 2 surgeries. I did not tell him it was on my hand. And he said he didn't have anything right now, but when something is available, then we could reconnect. So I'll probably be ready to go back to work maybe late March, and I'm hopeful that I'll get a real good job either at Kaiser or another company that'll keep me for around 5 years. Do you see anything like that, I hope?
I got 911 dispatch, and then I got a receptionist.
Yeah, I couldn't do the 911. Receptionist, I would do that because I think it'd be less stress than the call center. You mean like in a hospital accepting copays for whatever department I'm in?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I even see you like at a call center too for Kaiser. So there is a possibility it's not in the field that you're normally in. It's another call center. But I see that because they're so busy, they're asking for people either part-time or full-time to work their call center. So in your field, no, he doesn't have anything open, but I would call that guy back and ask him, does he know if there's any positions open in their call center where people are making appointments to see the doctor? Like I said, either that or I see you sitting at a desk at the front of an office or doctor's office, people coming in, I see you, you know, getting them checked in and stuff. So I see that too. And the first one that came across was 911, but you said no. So I still saw the other two. Nina, did you pick up anything?
Just that by the time March rolls around, you will not have a problem finding a job.
Thank God. Mm. And will it be with a different company?
The medical... If you work as a receptionist, that's going to be like a community health center, urgent care center. They're showing me. It's an urgent care center, and from there you would send them to the hospital or, you know, have an ambulance pick them up or whatever, but that's what you are, like a community. That I saw, and then the call center, that was Kaiser. So that was Kaiser, the call center I saw, yeah.
Kaiser.
So those are the. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Kaiser has their appointment call center and also the receptionist, where you could be in orthopedics or dermatology or wherever, and people would walk up and say, "Okay, I'm here for my appointment," and you'd pay your copay. So that those are the two positions I'm really looking for at Kaiser.
I don't know if that receptionist is at Kaiser. I saw that at a community center. The call center I saw you at was at Kaiser.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one, they're two different positions at 2 different locations and 2 different companies. One is Kaiser and one is the medical field, but it's working for a community health center. And I see the sign out front because it says urgent care. So people that get hurt or kids break their bones or something, you can take them there. And if they can't fix you up, then they forward you right away to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you see Kaiser as a possibility? Will Aaron ever hire me, or should I not think about Kaiser as a possibility?
Okay, third time. I see you at Kaiser working in the call center. Ask
oh,
the
I'm
gentleman.
Sorry.
No, there's not one in your field, but there is a. They do have a call center opening that they're looking for people to work part-time or full-time because they are so busy.
Okay, and
yes.
when do you think Aaron will hire me for call center at Kaiser then?
March.
Oh, wow. And keep job for 5 years?
Pardon me?
What? What'd you say? We need you to put your mouth back up to the speaker. We can't hear you.
Will I be able to keep my Kaiser job that I get in March for at least 4 to 5 years?
As long as you're willing to work at it, yep.
Oh, I'm extremely willing. I know good work habits, and I'll try to make myself valuable to them.
Okay. Well, there you go, Wendy. You got the rest of the story. All you need to do is apply, you know, the end of February, so by March you will be working, as Nina told you. Okay?
That sounds fabulous. Thank you.
Yes,
and
it
does. I didn't think I might have surgery, I hope.
I'm sorry?
Well,
I hope I didn't think I had surgery.
I think that had something to do with the fact that you didn't get a job right away with them. But by the time March rolls around and you're healthy again, there won't be a problem then.
Okay. Well, I will get in contact with him when I know I'm going to be released, which will probably be late March. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week, Wendy, and thank you for calling. You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Nina and Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, and we request one question per caller, please. Okay, next caller up is area code 520. You're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are ya?
Fine, thank you.
And what can we answer for you today, young lady?
I am working to pick up paid work. For that to happen. Can you tell me what you see around that?
You're breaking up real bad, Lisa.
How's this? Is that better?
That's better.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Now ask the question again. There you go.
Work. Do you see work, paid work for me in the month of February?
Temporary.
February.
Yeah, temporary work. Permanent work in March.
Oh, great.
Yeah, you'll get permanent in March, but right now for the month of February, I think you're going to work a couple of temporary jobs. And something's going to come through by March. Whatever it was that you applied for, it took a while, the process for it to go through, you'll finally get that job.
Oh, how exciting.
Mm-hmm. Well, something that you applied for that... You know, you kind of gave up on it and said, forget it, they'll never hire me. No, they are going to hire you. They're going to give you the option to come work for them or not. It's just a slow process. It's almost like, I don't know what you apply for, like a government position, but it's something that they really go through security a lot before they finally say, okay, you know, call these people back for an interview.
Oh, that'll make me so happy.
Yeah, but I see that coming in my... Oh, it's permanent. It's a good-paying job. I see GS. So it is the government, because GS is the government. Okay. Did you put an application in for the federal government or either the state a while ago, like back, you know, maybe around December or November?
Well, a few things come to mind because I've been actively out there putting... lots of
applications in,
resumes, applications, talking to people.
Lisa, I have a question.
Yeah.
The question comes from Holly. Are you a journalist or a freelance writer?
Yes.
You are. Okay.
Where's Holly? Is Holly somewhere? I didn't hear.
Holly is also one of our co-hosts. It's okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. She didn't introduce. Yeah, we said happy birthday to her earlier. But, yeah. Go ahead, Holly. She's in the chat
Okay.
room.
She's seeing something about freelance work coming up for you shortly.
Oh, my God. I would be on my knees so grateful.
Okay, well, hang in there, honey. It's coming.
And that's more my cup of tea, but, you know, I'm not going to turn down anything.
Well, exactly, and you can't turn down anything, but there is some freelance writing coming up for you.
Oh, my God.
All right. We'll see.
And Holly
says
it's an in-depth project. It will be a very big project, so yeah.
My God, I'm just shivering to my bones. Oh, this is so exciting. Oh, God. Yeah. You know, there are a lot, that's my major cup of tea. I mean, I would never turn down anything. I'm always talking to everyone in every arena, but, oh, boy, that would really just melt the skin off my bones. I'd be so happy.
Please come back and let us know how you're doing and when you get that new job.
Amen.
Oh, bless you all. Bless you all. You're all earth angels. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, and have a wonderful week. Okay. And thank you, Holly. Happy birthday. Okay, next caller is area code 253 on the line with Nina and Linus. And Holly, how can we help you?
Hi. Well, it's like kind of like what everybody else is talking about. I want a total new career change. There's a career that I've always wanted to do, and I'm just wondering if it's ever in my path.
What's your name?
Yeah. My name's Becky.
Becky? Okay. Well, good afternoon, Miss Becky. And you want to do a career change, you said? You're looking at a career change?
I am. I'm in education right now. But since I was a kid, I always thought it would be my ideal job would be a flight attendant. I just love being around people. I mean, I'm around kids, but I don't know.
Becky, hold off on that for at least 6 months.
Okay.
Then try applying to the airlines and see what happens from there. Right now is not a good time for a career move for you.
Okay.
Dennis, you picking up anything different?
No. No, you're telling the correct information. Go ahead. Totally
hang on and keep your teaching job for now. Do some checking into it over the summer months and see if the economy has picked up any. Then I would definitely go for it. But until that point, stay where you're at. They always
you're
need
safe.
Teachers. Yeah.
Amen.
Otherwise, you won't be safe if you decide to do this now.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Let you know, Becky, Washington State needs teachers, full and part-time. Just to let you know. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
And have a wonderful week, young lady. Okay. Area code 404. You're on the line with Lena Sanina. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. This is Tasha.
Hi, Tasha.
Hi. I was actually calling to see if you see, like, a new employment, maybe moving to another state.
That's not going to solve the problem. Escaping is not going to solve the problem, baby. My stomach is hurting real bad, so I know you're hurting. And you're a human being like everybody else. We sometimes just want to run away and give up, but at that point, that's when you gather your strength and courage and say, I can do this. Nobody's going to take me down. I can do this. God sent you here for a purpose. Believe me, and it wasn't to get hurt. It was to be loved. So, let's see. Changes in career. Let's see. Not yet. Not yet. There's some changes that will be coming about in your life this fall in September. When June comes in, you write this down.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how much of this I'm going to remember. September, your life is going to change for the better. In June, you should be able to move and also secure a better job.
Okay,
so I would say like the latter part of May, start looking for another apartment or townhome, also another job away from where you're at now. It'll be more conducive at that time. And then by the end of summer, the beginning of September, the changes are coming about. You'll see. You know, it's like all the hell you've been through, you're finally being blessed. You're being blessed every day, but it's just what you went through, now you understand. By September, it's like, okay, I got it. I done learned that lesson. I ain't going to repeat that shit no more. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah. I mean, it's been all my life, though.
Yeah, but I want you to think positive. Think positive. Miss Nina?
Well, I picked up basically the same thing as you did, Lenneth. Tasha, you can't run away from your problems. Moving will just bring them with you. So solve them first, then think about moving.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay?
I know words are
Thank
easy
you.
And actions are hard, but the actions
mm-hmm.
are what's going to get you out of the dilemma you're in. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And we love you. If nobody's
love
told
you, too.
You that today, Tasha. Me and Nina and Holly, we love you, okay?
Okay.
All right, baby. Have a good week. Okay. Next caller is area code 484. You're on the line with Lenneth and Nina. Who's this?
Hello. Hi. Thank you
hello,
for taking
hello,
my
hello.
Call, Sarah. Hello.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you guys doing?
Awesome.
Oh, great.
That's awesome. Okay.
What can we ask
a question here about a relationship I got into totally unexpected. It is with a female. I was, you know, not planning on meeting anyone. It just happened to just kind of happened. Initially, I didn't think anything of it. But things have progressed, you know, pretty well. We've been spending a lot of time together.
Okay.
And I happen to like this person very much and vice versa. So things overall are going pretty well. And we just kind of wanted to see what you're picking up as far as where you see this headed.
I got a really, really good feeling about the two of you.
Okay.
Very spiritual. I did. I got a spiritual feeling like this is a long-term relationship, a LTR. You guys will be together forever and a day. That's what I'm feeling. It's a really. I feel you spiritually, mentally, and physically that you two have covered all three between you. And communication has helped a lot. You know what I mean? Whether you agree to disagree, at least the two of you can communicate, which is very important. But the both of you kind of, you melt together. I almost said a twin essence. Yeah, you two are very close. You're so close spiritually. It makes me happy. It makes my spirit feels good. Yeah, I'm telling you the God's truth. It makes my spirit feels elevated and high and just really good. So, yeah, it's almost like soulmate. Thank you. God, I'm trying to figure that word. Soulmate. You too. That's
okay.
What I feel. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to interrupt for a minute. It's a good relationship, but
okay.
Both Holly and I are picking up something. I feel that there's a third party that could cause trouble for you two, someone that's really jealous.
Third party on her end or on my end?
Well, I don't know. All I'm picking up is there's a third party somewhere that could cause a lot of trouble. So watch
you
your back.
Jealous
no.
of the relationship or
yeah.
another female
no.
who won? Oh.
Jealous of this relationship. Just watch
mm.
your backs.
Mm.
Okay. I wonder if it could be her ex. I mean, her ex, they were married, but she's moved on. She's with someone else. They remain friends, and her ex already has another partner, and they have a home together, everything. So her ex has told her, no, I just want for you to be happy. I don't think it might be her.
No, I don't think so.
Hmm. I wonder if it's someone that I know or knew or we're going to come in contact with or maybe someone on her end.
I have all I'm picking up is that there's a third party that's jealous of the two of you and that you need to watch your backs. And as long as you are prepared, which you are now, everything will
mm-hmm.
be fine.
So you
okay,
don't think that's
so,
going to cause the relationship to break up or anything?
No, it'll make your relationship stronger because you'll be working towards a common goal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So
amen.
Since you said long term, do you think there's potential down the road for us to maybe live together?
Yeah, that's coming up shortly.
Yeah, it is.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure that out because we both have our homes. We live relatively close, about 40 minutes away or so. I don't know how that's going to pan out,
Well,
so.
All things are possible where there is love.
Right, no, that's what I understand. But I don't know if each of us are going to sell our homes and buy a common home together. That just crossed my mind.
The two of you will deal with that when the time is right.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Yeah, because I just want to make sure, it feels right. And at times I do surprise her and she's amazed by, we did a little project together this weekend and she gets very, impatient and temperamental. And I, on the other hand, I'm calm and I'm like, let's analyze this. And we could do this. And she's like, oh, wow, you've been a great help. I was able to finish this project. I'm like, you see? So I'm more calm,
Up the track.
Yeah, that could
mm-hmm.
be. That could be. Culturally, we are different cultures, but she kind of likes that. So.
It's a good thing. It's all good. Quit your worrying.
Right. No, I just want to make sure because I did not want it to be like a one-time thing or I wanted us to have like a glue together, something that to be that connection. We were both very educated. We do have things to talk about, not lame things, not superficial things, things with content.
Sarah?
Good subject matter.
Live in the now. You will, all things are possible. Just work on it together.
Right. And honestly, I think that's very important too. And I told her that. Honesty for me is very, very important.
It's important for everyone, not just you.
Yeah, in general. Some people just don't care. But, I just set that expectation so that, hey, there's no surprises and you understand everything that's on the table.
Okay, don't have expectations. Expectations ruins a relationship.
No,
that's
expectations
right.
about being honest. That's what I meant to say. That's my own expectation, the honesty part.
Well, be honest. Work on things together.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's possible. Don't question things. Go with it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing now. I'm getting out of my comfort zone and I'm stopping double analyzing and over analyzing. Yeah.
Okay.
Go with the flow.
Thank you.
You need to right now and have a wonderful week and a wonderful time in your relationship.
Yep.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling and have a wonderful week, Sarah. Hey, you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Lenis and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. We got a treat. Holly is with us also today. So we're just having a grand show, and so glad everybody's calling in or in the chat room joining us. Okay, next caller is area code 928. You're on the line with Nina and Lenny.
Hi, ladies. How are you? Can you hear me? Because I'm on Skype.
Yes, ma'am. And your name?
You can hear me. My name
yes,
is Julia.
Ma'am. Hi, Julia.
And hi, ladies. I have a question, but I'm going to give you two subjects in whatever you feel is best, okay? So one would be my health, because I haven't taken care of like I would have. I was kind of homeless, la, la, la. Not really, but kind of. And then the other thing is it's the first time that I've really loved myself enough to advance my life since my family died. And I'm going to school, and it means the world to me. Right now I have straight A's, A plus, but it's early. And so either my health or my, I don't want to take up too much time, whatever.
Nina, this is yours.
That scared me right there.
You're fine. Trust in yourself and in your ability. Schooling is a good thing for you. Keep working
absolutely.
At it. Keep working at it hard. Roses. I'm seeing roses. When I see roses, that means everything's great.
Really?
So
is my health okay? Because I haven't taken care of myself like I would if I cared. You know what I mean? At a certain point in my life, you know?
Your health could be, you could take a little bit of time and energy and work towards that. Try eating properly.
Okay. It's hard when you don't have a lot of money, but things are going to go better.
Yeah, things are going to get better, but you know what? You can still eat properly even if you don't have a whole lot of money.
Right. So do you see the school working out good for me?
Oh,
really?
Yeah. I just said everything's coming up roses.
That is so beautiful. And, you know, I've been in a lot of grief for a long time, and this is the first to take care of me since I lost my mom. So my health is okay.
Your health is okay, but it's time to start looking after yourself. Yeah, because if you don't take care of yourself, things won't stay that way.
Okay, anything else?
No, one question per caller. If you require more information, get a hold of us and we'll do an in-depth reading.
Okay, thank you so much. Take care, ladies.
Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful week there, Julia. Okay, next caller, area code 863. You're on the line with Nina and Lenis. Who's this?
This is Angela. How are you?
I didn't catch it. Say it again.
This is Angela. How are you?
Oh, Angela. Hi, Angela. We're doing fine.
Hi.
And yourself?
I'm good. Thank you. I was wondering if maybe you see something on my current relationship I'm in and if it's moving forward, if it will move forward.
Okay. Give me the first name of the guy, please.
Or girl.
It's Chris.
A boy or girl, yeah. It doesn't matter to us. So what's the first name of the individual?
Chris.
Okay, Christopher. He's got a cement head or a blockhead. Jesus.
Hard head.
I don't know why they're showing me that. It's like his head is so heavy that it's like a block. I don't know. I would think if they're showing me this, this is somebody that's very stubborn or he doesn't listen. Or he has his mind set in a certain direction, and it takes a lot to get him to change or challenge himself.
To see a different way sometimes.
Yeah. Is he a Leo? A fire sign?
He's a Scorpio. Scorpio.
Okay. Okay. What do you want to know? If this relationship is going to continue a long term, or is this a temporary or a void or what?
If it's well, we've had communication problems, and I don't understand why. We've known each other for a long time, and there's no reason for us to have the communication problem. But yet, if it's going to continue, because I love him very much, and I wanted to see where maybe if you've seen anything.
So you know he has issues, and he's hung up about his body. Has he got a bodybuilder? Or a nice build?
He works out, yeah.
Okay. I am picking up correctly. Thank you for the validation. Yeah, he's got some issues. No, he's not a great communicator. You're correct about that. Well, that explains the cement head. Okay. solid as a rock. God, I'm just not picking up relationship with this guy.
Okay.
I am not picking up relationship. I see him more as self-absorbed, self-centered, maybe a little arrogant. But he's stubborn. I just see him as a guy, he doesn't listen until somebody hits him upside his head. And I mean that as like not literally physically, but it hits him that is so profound. It's like, aha moment. Yeah, I've been telling you that for 15 years. You finally get it on February 1st? Okay, do you understand? That's what I'm saying, like, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It is like that.
But, I mean, I'm not picking up that he's a bad person now. I'm not getting any bad spiritual vibes off of him or energy. He's just kind of a self-centered type of person. I guess that's why. Go ahead, Nina.
I'm going to just interject here for just 1 second. Holly and I are both picking up. He has a fear of commitment.
I can see that.
Yes. Not the very much trusting of people.
Well, if you want this relationship, you are going to have to get him to work on this. It may take counseling, is what I'm seeing.
Okay.
Okay.
I see that.
Okay, that's it. That's what I'm picking up, Angela.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling, Angela. Have a wonderful week, and we wish you the best, young lady. Okay, area code 310. You're on the line with Nina and Lennox. Who's this?
This is Mindy. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Mindy. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. My question's about my move. I'm moving on Tuesday. So whatever you pick up about my move, thanks so much. I don't know how to ask.
What do you mean? Are you moving to a better place? Is that what you're saying? You're asking? Is the move going to be good for you?
That's right.
Okay.
I'll put it that way, yeah.
Are you being forced to move, Mindy?
Yes.
The move is going to be a good one for you. The move itself is going to be quite smooth, but I see a little box being left behind. So do a double check.
That's funny. Uh-huh.
Do a double check before you leave to make sure you've got everything.
That's really very accurate, actually, because I had to do it in two rounds. I had to go yesterday, and there are just two boxes that I have to just do on Tuesday. And then my friend is coming back on Saturday to do one more, but there were two boxes left behind.
Okay, yeah. Well, make sure that you get both boxes, but also see a little box. It's somewhere dark, so uh-huh. It could be a closet, a drawer.
Mm-hmm.
Someplace that
it could be in the garage, yeah.
It could be the garage. Just make sure you get everything, because I'm picking up you're not going to get a second chance at it.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Where I'm going is my plans are for a couple of months to go there, and then I'm considering moving to another city. But this is just for a couple of months. Do you see where that next city is? Because it's a couple of choices. That's hard.
No, I'm not picking up anything.
Okay. That's okay.
Let
well,
us.
Thank you.
No, I didn't either. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you
thank
very
you,
much.
Mandy.
I appreciate it. All right,
you're
take
welcome.
Care.
We wish Bye-bye. You the very best. Okay. You're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this? Hello?
Oh.
Area code 253, you're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi.
I'm sorry?
My name's Holly. I want to say happy birthday
Holly.
To Holly. Hi.
Oh. Your name is Holly, too, or are you just saying happy birthday to her?
both. My name's Holly.
Oh, okay. Okay, Holly, this one's for you. Go ahead, girl.
When do you see a new man coming my way?
I got the word turpentine. That's crazy to me.
What
turpentine. That's a cleaner. That's strange. Never had that happen before. What is Holly picking up, Nina?
She says September, and I'm picking up that you need to let go of the past relationship.
I did.
Oh, that's why I got turpentine cleaning. You need to clean up the past before you go to the future. Okay. Because that was crazy. I didn't even understand that. Okay, so, yeah. So that's it.
But
you
I don't
want
even to
move
talk
forward?
To the past.
Pardon me, Holly?
I don't even talk to the past.
I know, but you haven't let go of it in your mind yet.
In your mind and in your heart. Yeah.
Yeah, you're still feeling the hurt.
Just because of the child. He had a child that I helped raise. Having a hard time letting go of the child.
Okay. That's
not
why.
The man.
Okay. Well, that makes sense to me then. That's a difficult one to let go of a child, because they pull at your heartstrings and they're always wound
mm-hmm.
into your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a difficult one, but you have to let go before you can move forward. I know it's going to be tough, and I'm going to send you healing.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to send you some Reiki healing, because I do know how difficult that is. Having lost my own daughter, she's not gone anywhere, but I've lost her physically because of circumstances. I know how difficult that is. And I've also lost some foster children. So I do know how hard that is in your heart to let go. But I, like I said, I will send you some healing and help you feel that energy tonight and try and move forward from there.
Okay.
And I'll be praying for you too, Holly.
Thank you both.
I'll be
and
praying
thank you,
for
Holly.
Her too.
Holly.
Yeah, we'll
okay.
be praying for
bye,
you, honey.
Bye. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you for calling, and you have a wonderful week, okay? And know that
you
we love
too.
You.
Aw,
okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Heartstrings. pulls at your heartstrings. Well, we're at the end of the show because there's not any more callers. So, Miss Nina, is there anything that you want to say or talk about before we close her out here?
Yeah, there is. I'd like to thank everyone that was in the chat room with me today. I had a lot of new friends in there today, and you made it very enjoyable for both myself and Holly. Thank you so much for being in there today and being so lovely. You're all beautiful people. We love you very much, and we thank you for your support.
Thank you, everybody. Thank the callers, too, for calling in, as always.
Holly does have a question. She wants to know if you have any messages for her this week.
Oh, okay. They're showing me Holly holding her hand up like high five. You're going to be happy about something this week because you're high-fiving somebody. Looks like could be another lady. Yeah, it's another woman, you're high-fiving. Huh?
It's her birthday. It's her birthday, so of course she's going to have...
Oh, okay, because I see her with her right hand up and like, yeah, that's what I see her doing. So, well, congratulations. You must be going to have a good birthday. So, okay, whatever it is, you're high five, but you're happy. You got to grin out this world, so happy birthday again. That's the only message I got. Anything else?
No. Pudge Mama wants to know if we see the right mate coming for her.
Pudge Mama. Okay. And do we see the right mate coming for her?
Yeah.
She needs to change some health issues first. I see she has a problem with her health and her weight.
No, it's Pug Mama. I said it wrong. Sorry. But anyways, yeah, okay. So, yeah,
Health issues and her weight. Pug Mama, what I would tell you is just, change your eating habits a little bit. Maybe walk around the block once a day, exercise, and the other will be added unto you, which you're looking for. But you got to first cleanse yourself, which is better eating habits, exercise. I don't mean you have to exercise every day or 20 or 30 minutes, but do something if it's just for a walk around the block and come back home. And then it'll come. And she's looking at the fall. I think in September you'll meet a man that'll definitely catch your attention.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah. Anybody else?
B Belly wants. She has a question. She has three interviews this week, and wants to know if any one of them will be a winner.
Two. Number two.
Oh, so you have a choice. There you go.
Excuse me, yep, number two. In fact, she'll be real happy. I'll put it like this. You know, like when people pray, they say God blesses you in abundance more than what you requested. That's what's going to happen to her with number two.
There you go, Brenda.
Yep. She'll be blessed. Anybody else?
Nope, that's all I've got right now, other than everybody loves us and thanks us very much for answering their questions and for being here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, everybody. We're grateful for that. Miss Nina and I try to do our best. I'm sorry?
Holly has a message for you. Okay, Holly, go ahead. I'm waiting. She's typing. Hang on.
We'll just listen to the music in the background.
And love for spirit loves our giggling.
Oh, she haven't we heard us it. When we really get to laughing, I tell you.
Oh, I have a question for Holly.
Holly
I have
says,
a question.
Stop.
Okay.
Says to stop running, Lennis. The more you run, the further behind you get.
Stop running?
Stop
that's
doing
interesting.
Too much.
Stop. I got that. When she says stop running, I'm doing too much. Need to slow down. Yeah, I was trying to get ahead of something. I do have a question for her, though, and it is romance. What do you see coming up for me and Russell? Holly or Nina?
Oh, as soon as you said his name, Lennis? Sparks were flying. Sparks are flying.
And Holly, he's
yep.
a Taurus. And you know I'm a Capricorn, so we're compatible that we're both Earth sign. But I just want to know, is this a good path for me to be going down right now with this guy, Russell?
Holly says he's skittish.
He's a widower.
But he's very passionate, and he thinks the world of you. And I picked that up right away, too.
Aww. That's nice. Well, he's a widower, so I can imagine.
Yeah, no, I think as you move slowly, Lennis, this will be a good one for you.
Oh, it's going very slow, believe that. But, you know, you would understand that, Nina, more than Holly. Why?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway.
No, oh, thank you, Holly.
Huh? Thank you, Nina. What? Go ahead.
Holly says, Lennis, you have to be willing to face what haunts you before you can move forward with him.
Holly, I can't stand you. That heifer was right on point. I can't stand you. Oh, that's a good one. You made my week, young lady. You made my week. You were like, bam, you nailed it. Okay. Very good.
He also says he will be patient and understanding and compassionate, but you have to be willing to face the fear and do it anyway. And she says, I love you too, Lennis.
Thank you.
love for spirit says your dad is with you right now.
Oh, he is. Well, hey, Joe, how you doing? Okay. I can imagine. I moved this picture around with the feng shui, so I know that made a difference. But go ahead.
Yeah. No, that's all I got right now, Lennis. So, yeah, you got lots of positives happening for you, my dear.
Yeah. I'm fixing to get back to my book and get that out. I'm determined to get that out this year before May. So all the women can have copies by Mother's Day. So that will happen. Oh, we got another call real quick. Can we do this, Nina?
Of course we can.
Okay. Area code 205, you're on the line with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Shantaya from Alabama.
Hi, Shantaya. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Terrific.
What's your question, my dear?
Okay, that's what I was about to get to. I was calling. I have a question. It's about me and my husband.
Okay.
I just wanted to know, what do you see, I can't even get together, for us coming into? We just recently decided to get back together last week, and he still hasn't seemed to have changed any at all, and I just want to know, what do you see forthcoming?
Counseling.
Which is first? Ooh, counseling.
Michael.
Yeah, which, okay, go ahead, Nina.
Counseling for sure. You need to both go to counseling. If he's not willing, I don't see anything positive happening in your relationship.
He's not willing. And his main issue is, I need to make more money. It's always about money.
Ouch. Where's the love?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where's the love?
Money will not get you to God. That's for damn sure. I'm sorry, excuse me.
That's okay. And it's like today he called and he's like, you know, you need to get another job. You need to make at least $30,000 a year. You know, $20,000 isn't it. You need to make more money. But this would be my third pregnancy, and I've had one baby for him in 14, 15, and this one is due July of 2016. So he's like, hey, if you don't make more money by July, I'm leaving.
Let him go now.
So I was thinking, is it time for me to leave? That's what I'm feeling in my heart. It's just time for me just give it up.
Yeah. I would just give it up.
Okay.
If he's not really willing to go for counseling and he is pushing you right now to make more money when it's impossible
for you.
Oh, what he says, I'm being lazy. In the words, the verbal abuse, I call it verbal abuse because this is every day. You need to make more money. You need to bring more to the table. He has another kid from another relationship in Mississippi. And his baby mama is buying a house. So his issue
right now is we
need to move out the apartment and get a house.
Right now I have some pretty nasty words for him.
Me too.
I'm not allowed to say those words on the air. Imagine what they are. You can imagine what they are.
I can. I'm feeling it.
Yeah. You need to run away from him. Take your baby.
And another, yes. And I know it's going to be complicated because, tax season just started, and he filed his taxes, and they have taken all of his money but $600. And he's waiting on my return to get him a new car, which we bought a new car last year. He took the new car from me, which I'm having to rent a car and hide it in my mom's garage to keep him from knowing about it. So he wants to give me the car back that we purchased together last year and give him money to get a new car so I can get that car back. So I was telling my mom today, I just feel like I need to leave this week. I just don't feel like I can make it.
Please leave. Don't let this man
Hold
knock
up.
Into your life.
Shante, when did you stop loving you?
When did you stop loving you
that you let this man walk over you like you're nothing? When did you stop loving you? When did you stop loving your kids that they meant more to you than that man? I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't be fussing, but
No, I appreciate it because I feel this way, yes. And I just feel like...
I want you to love Shante. And to love Shante means what? You need to be safe, secure, and be at peace. You got a baby coming. You got two other children. Do you think they feel safe? Do they feel love?
No, I don't think so.
Mm-mm. No, I know so. They don't. If you can, go to your mom's right away.
Okay.
Did your mom let you and your children in? First, let me ask this.
Yes. My mom, my mom is like 100% behind me. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
I'll be back in touch, guys.
Yes, please do. Let us know how you're doing.
Please.
Okay.
Seriously, we're serious about this. Shante,
I know. I was filling in. I was like, I just need to get in touch with somebody to get that clarity. And thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Very welcome. And don't stop praying. We'll be praying for you, too.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Have a good week. Area code 205, you're on the air with Linus and the... Oh, they just dropped. Okay. Well, that was okay. And, Shante, let me say this on my behalf, because Nina was being very diplomatic. I apologize for fussing at you because that wasn't right, but it's the mother in me that I not only have empathy and experience that I feel this way. And when you tell me that you're pregnant and this mofo is treating you like that, I have a hard understanding. I'm not looking at culture. I ain't looking at race or religion. I'm looking at you as a human being trying to live on this earth and make the best way for yourself as well as your children. and that's not it. So I agree 150% with Nina. Delete him. Go to your mamas and pray and try and be positive and start something new that you can raise your head up and have a peace of mind and feel good about Shantae. Okay? All right. I'm too fussy now. Okay, Miss Nina, I guess we can close it out. It ain't no more. Oh, Lordy. It ain't no more calls. Are you still there,
no,
Nina?
Yeah, I'm here. We did good, Lennis. It was a great show. I thank you all again, those in the chat room and those live with us today. It was an awesome show. Take our advice, ladies, please. If we've given it to you and it's opposite of what you believe or heard, take it. Mm-hmm. Run with it. We've said these things for a reason.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, if no one's told you they love you today, me and Miss Nina do. All right. And Holly. And again, happy birthday, Holly. And thank you for joining Nina today in the chat room. We're always grateful to see you. All right, y'all. We're going to close it out and call it Sunday. See you next Sunday, 3 o'clock, same time, same place. Same excellent readers. Say good night, Miss Nina.
Good night, Miss Lennis.
Good night. See y'all next Sunday.